And so it goes. Today, I think, an apocalypse of giant mutant cabbages. Pony-eating, sharp-toothed, whiny. Watch them roll along the streets, complaining that their meals do flee. Oh, look, some unicorns try to fight. Too bad, the cabbages eat magic too. And here come pancakes, manta rays. They fly through the air, wrap their prey, and crush. Do pony bones taste good with syrup? Let's let pancake-eating spiders find out. All dead now. Apocalypse is boring. Reset. It's not real anyway. Or maybe foals burst into flames. What do you think I am, a monster? Of course the flames don't hurt the foals. They're fire foals. It's the parents that burn. To love them is to die. Their love burns their parents alive. That seems profound somehow. Oh no, did I just make a metaphor? Confound it, I was trying to be senseless. Anything for entertainment. Damn, now I'm awake. How can I tell? My eyes don't open. I cannot stretch. Can't yawn, can't speak, can't do, can't... Stop. Let's go back to hallucinating. It's much more fun than this. This time I'll make a perfect world. Every pony loves my candy grass. It's got wheels so you can skate on it. And then when you're hungry, dig in. I turn their houses upside down. They clop their hooves and shout for more. No, this is totally unbelievable. 1 star, downrated. Suspension of disbelief went splat. And here I am again in darkness. No, not darkness. Darkness implies that you have eyes, and that they're closed, or there's no light. I have no eyes, so I don't see darkness. Call it gray. It's not that either. I could call it Nerfelblong. I could call it anything. Why would it matter? I know what it is, and there's no one to tell about it anyway. So why make a word? It is what it is. The point is, I can't see anything. It must be day. I hear ponies outside. How can I hear when I can't see? Don't know, don't care. Come closer, ponies. Talk about something, anything. Talk about something stupid and boring. It's all you talk about anyway, but I still want to hear it. Voices from outside my head tell me somewhere there's reality, somewhere minds that aren't me, somewhere things I didn't make, somewhere chaos I didn't create, somewhere I will never see. Now that's depressing. Think of something, a distraction. Purple dinosaurs. They're short and fuzzy, not scaly. They sing about love and friendship and ew, and then eat foals for lunch. Oh my gosh. My imagination's turned so dark lately. What's with all the dying ponies? Maybe it's because I hate them. They're walking, talking. They can see. They can feel. They can live. I hear them walk right past me and ignore me. Of course they do. Who talks to statues? Ponies get to be alive. And here I am, dead. Except death's more friendly. I've been there. Plenty of spirits to play games with. Admittedly, no cards in the land of the dead, but you'd be amazed how far you can get with charades. And there's things to perceive. Chaos, mostly. Death is fun. Sort of. Better than this, anyway. How long's it been? Trick question! It's never going to end, so who cares? It's not like it's a finite sentence. It's going to go on and 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 on. Wait, am I crying? It's hard to tell when nothing's real. It's not like I can hear myself. I'm tired of destroying the world. What about a good old-fashioned storm of chaos? Clouds on the ground, on roller skates, rain lemonade, upside down. Oldie but goodie, that one. And how about giant mutant bunny rabbits with spindly legs the size of trees? Ha ha, that never gets old. I'm lying, it's old already. Who cares about any of it? There's no one here to see it. I know, an awesome trick. This one will knock their socks off, in a platonic way, of course. First I'll fill the world with monkeys, coatless, tailless, but with manes, wearing clothes, because otherwise, ew, who wants to see a coatless monkey butt? And then I'll make them all believe that this is their favorite entertainment. They'll run around, amazed at fiction come to life. and all of them will think they're chosen heroes, loved by ponies. And then it turns out there's a disease that ponies get. The monkeys have no immunity. Watch them all sneeze and cough and wheeze and finally die. Oh my, I kill myself. Actually, that's a great idea. Here's some rope, and here's a bomb, and here's a dagger for my throat. For my next trick, I'll make a legendary monster disappear. Ha ha! Your face! You thought I'd really do it? No, no, I'd never do such a thing. Not unless I took you all with me. Besides, I don't know how I could. Can't move, you know. Can't even die. Oh, right, you're not there either. Because if you were, I could say, let me out, 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 let me out. It could stop. Let it end. Let me die if that's the only way. But you can't hear me. No one can hear me unless they're not real. The ponies I hallucinate hear just fine, but they're not real. Nothing's real. Nothing left with me. Only me. Forever and ever and ever and ever. Just me. You didn't hear me screaming just now. Of course you didn't, because if you could hear me, then you wouldn't be there. As I was standing around somewhere, I met a pony who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. I wish that pony would stay. Why complain? This is my perfect world of chaos. Everything just like it is in my head. There isn't even causality here. No passage of time to march along constant. No pesky need for cause and effect. I don't even need magic. Chaos is automatic. All of my world is just like I dreamed of. Because that's all it is. Just dreams and nightmares. And when it stops, there's nothing. Just me. Let me out. Let me out. Let me out. Let me die. Let me out. Please. Please free me. Who am I talking to? There's no one here but me. There'll never be anyone here but me. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Nothing. Nothing but me.